From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush may meet as soon as next week with the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers. That follows Israel's conditional acceptance of the American-backed peace initiative known as the Roadmap. Before that summit, Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas will hold their second meeting, one at which Sharon is expected to press for a crackdown on Palestinian suicide bombers and gunmen. Palestinian officials and analysts say they believe Abbas sincerely backs such an effort, but as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, he faces tremendous challenges in rebuilding the Palestinian security forces under the eye of the Israeli military.
All over the West Bank and Gaza, the landmarks are there, the piles of concrete threaded with twisted steel reinforcement bars. These are the offices of the Palestinian security services. They were favorite targets of the Israeli Air Force and Army during the intense fighting that began a little more than a year ago when Israel reoccupied most of the West Bank. In his Ramallah home, former West Bank security chief Jabril Rajoub eases himself into a chair. He's just back from a trip to Europe where he was treated for a heart condition. From nearly the moment he returned, the rumors began that he'd be tapped to come back to service, to do in the West Bank what Abbas's security head Mohammed Dahlan is trying to do in Gaza, fashion a streamlined and disciplined security force out of what the Israeli army has left standing. When asked if he will come back to work, Rajoub says he hopes he isn't asked, but he doesn't rule out the possibility. Besides, he says in his familiar gravelly voice, at the moment there isn't much of a security service in the West Bank to come back to.
I think that the capabilities here in the West Bank is zero. Maybe in Gaza Strip the situation is different. But till now I don't think that the capabilities that the Palestinian security services have could meet the challenge on the ground.
The challenges are to disarm Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other factions that carry out the armed struggle against Israel. Thus far, Abbas and Dahlan have been negotiating with Hamas for a ceasefire, while frantically trying to reorganize their own security forces. Both efforts are works in progress. Rajoub and Dahlan competed for the top Palestinian security post before Rajoub's illness, but Rajoub says Dahlan is right to reduce the sprawling security services to a more manageable number. He also says it would be a mistake to equate most security officers with the breakaway Al-Aqsa Brigade, which joined the groups attacking Israeli civilians. Rajoub says when there was a chance for peace during the Oslo process, his men were proud of their role, and they could be again, despite the heavy damage done by Israel in the past year. The first steps in the security effort will almost certainly come in the Gaza Strip. In his Gaza City office, Colonel Abdelrazek Al-Majida, head of the Palestinian General Security Service, says his men are ready to act once it becomes apparent that Israel is leaving the field clear for Palestinians to police themselves again. Majida is seen as loyal to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, but he praises Abbas's declaration that only the Palestinian Authority forces should be armed. But Abbas has shown no inclination to disarm Hamas and other factions by force, and neither does Majida.
Dealing with the Palestinian parties and the opposition and the illegal weapons with them is a case which needs a big effort. The Israeli side is always trying to push us to reach a civil war, an internal fight, which will never happen because the Palestinian people are really aware of this plan of the Israelis.
Palestinian military analyst Mamdou Nofal says it will be painful for Abbas to get the security forces in shape to deal with the armed factions, but it would be politically fatal for him to move against Hamas only to find the Israeli army still doing the same.
It is easy for the Palestinian Authority to rebuild, but it's difficult without a real agreement with the Israelis.
Compounding the problem, says Nofal, is the fact that Palestinian security reform is being led by Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, but Yasser Arafat still has effective control of the system.
Arafat is the control. He give Abu Mazen maybe 20% of the security. But the 80% of the security, it is with Arafat.
On the Israeli side today, more mixed signals. Prime Minister Sharon defied an angry Likud party caucus when he said keeping 3.5 million Palestinians under occupation is not good for either side. But he also defied a key demand of the roadmap, when he assured Jewish settlers that their children and grandchildren would continue to build more Jewish homes in the West Bank. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.